For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. January is Radon Action Month. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, or DHEC, is giving free kits to residents to test their homes for the invisible, odorless, tasteless gas.
These are short-term test kits, so you want to be able to dedicate somewhere between 3 to 7 days that you're going to have the test kit in your home. We provide instructions that go through that, and also we're available by phone to walk someone through it.
Rochelle Tolton is radon coordinator for the agency. She says the EPA estimates that radon is responsible for more than 21,000 lung cancer-related deaths each year.
It's a naturally occurring gas that comes from the breakdown of uranium and radium. And as it breaks down, it can create problems. When you're breathing it in at these elevated levels, it can cause scarring on the lungs. And that's what is the trigger to being lung cancer.
Uranium can be found in different amounts in soil and rock throughout the world. That's according to the American Cancer Society. Radon gas in soil and rock can move into the air and into underground and surface water. Tolton says elevated levels of radon have been found in almost every county in South Carolina, but more testing would give a more detailed picture of where elevated levels exist.
Our program initially started looking in an area based on predictive mapping that had been done in the late 80s and early 90s, and so this was in the upstate area, and so we've done a lot more work in the upstate around Greenville County. As the program grew, we've expanded and we have seen elevated areas. And in some counties, we haven't had enough testing to really be able to say whether there's elevated levels there.
Homes that test positive for elevated levels of radon can be mitigated or fixed to reduce the levels and reduce the health risks. Additional information on radon and free test kits are available online at scdhec.gov/radon. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.